When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today in Creighton with Shin Daddy and Company,
Big
Bill?
Big day, always got something going there. Win with weapons. Win with weapons.
Okay,
what's going on today? Steve has started this off at that. It's Midwest Bank will be donating to all the youth. We'll be getting slingshots. Remember back in the day?
Dangerous.
When you got slingshots,
yes.
They were incredible.
Better times.
And everyone carried a slingshot, and you could get them at the dime store, had them everywhere. The junior high kids, and Steve will remember these also, the junior high kids will get wrist rockets. Remember the wrist rocket? Because it fit on your deal and on that deal, and you could fire
that's
it further.
That's how I kind of remember.
Oh, yeah. That was the – you had the regular –
that's right.
The wrist rocket was a different yeah. – it went around your wrist, and it gave you more leverage on that baby. That's for the adults. That's for
better
the 7th and 8th graders.
That's a better time. You don't even see them anymore.
No one. There was never a time in my house from probably age 2nd grade to 7th grade where there wasn't a slingshot on the counter. There was a slingshot on the counter for 6 to 7 years.
In a row.
Oh, yeah. Always. Always. Everyone had a slingshot. That was common. Just all of a sudden, 4th of July was incredible. Smoke bombs, all that stuff. Just, oh, you were.
Kind of incredible.
Oh, it was. No, it was incredible. But never a time you could go to the dime store and they were like I said, you know, you can get one. And then sometimes you try to double band them, rubber band, you get a little extra
more
power to them, a little more torque to them. You're always messing with it.
Oh, God.
You're always messing with your slingshot all the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Kids don't have them now. Well, they do right now in Creighton. They just come in.
So where did he find them?
What's that? He got them on Amazon. He had 2,000 delivered.
When in doubt.
Yeah.
Amazon.
Yeah. Found them on Amazon.
God,
got them delivered.
Dang.
Yeah, so slingshots for
how
everyone.
Many?
What's that?
How many?
2,000.
God,
2,000. And he's got wrist rockets also for the adult kids.
I mean, it's dangerous. It's a little dangerous. If I had brothers.
You'd
shoot the hell out of them.
Absolutely.
Rocks at your brother.
Yeah.
I mean,
that
it's
was
not
common.
Good. Yeah.
No, it's common, but yeah, that's how you grew up.
It's kind of fun. Yeah.
It's kind of fun. Sometimes you can even buy like little ammo things for them. You could buy things, but for the most
rocks.
Part, you just shot rocks. You just walked her, and And there was nothing said. If you were just walking by the pool and someone drilled you in the thigh with a rock from a slingshot, it wasn't like, well, what are you doing? It's like,
nice
nope, that's just part of the risk.
Nice shot.
So you're just complimented, really.
Wait a second. Yeah. The wrist rocket.
They looked at me. Wow.
Good job on making that distinction.
Yes, there's two different things. Yes.
I got to tell you, Bill, I don't think I had anything but a wrist
rocket. But a wrist rocket.
Yeah.
Well, your dad was a lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dad, a little more.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
now,
we were on the good side of town.
Yeah, you were in a 3-car garage, probably. Yeah. There was three. Oh, yeah. There was three garage doors.
Easy.
There we go. Gated community. Hurry go.
No, that's you. Wow, Shindy.
Yeah.
He's got it going on.
Yeah. I wonder if from the text line ever have a slingshot, I wonder.
Always surprises us.
Always like that. Yeah, it's just. Win with weapons. Win with weapons.
And get a slingshot today.
God, it was so much fun to have.
Scotty's curse says, we moved this summer and I found my old wrist rocket with the pistol grip. My son is six.
Yes, the pistol grip.
My
remember
son
that?
Is six and I can't wait until he's old enough I can give it to him.
He's old enough.
He's old enough. Let him fire that baby.
Pistol grip.
Yeah, it had a pistol grip.
I don't remember that.
Oh, and if I remember right, the strap cord was kind of a yellowish color.
It usually was.
It was kind of a 100. Yellowish color. And it was more of a 100. Tube. Yeah. It was more of a tube.
100.
Is what it was.
Yep.
YouTube Moonbot says slingshots and crab apples.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crab apples.
100. Another. That's
100.
When you drove by a tree, what'd you see? Was it an apple? Was it ammunition?
Ammunition.
It was ammunition. That's what you saw.
100%
ammunition.
Yeah. Yeah, crab apples?
Oh, incredible.
Load
to whip those even at a house or something, that's fun stuff.
Yeah.
Better times.
Better times.
Great.
Honey, let's end the show at that.
Better times.
Jake, can we go to something?
Yes, let's hit the breaking news. I believe we have a sound
going on
here.
This is making me nervous.
Phone calls is going out.
Okay, that's the wrong. I'm sorry. That's the wrong thing. I had it pulled up. Hang on. We have breaking news.
What was that?
I had audio. Bill, you have breaking news. What do you got for us over there?
It's nothing huge, but I thought it was worth talking about. If anybody has interest, today I'll be on ESPN 700 or 92.1 ESPN in Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah?
It's 24 years ago. I made a pilgrimage to Helix High School to recruit Alex Smith and Reggie Bush.
Oh, God.
And so they were a year apart, but they were on the same team, obviously. Well, Alex ended up being a young man that went to Utah, and he is going to be the first ever inductee into the Ring of Fame around the stadium.
No!
And so he reached out to me last week because I recruited Alex to be part of the ceremony. So I'm flying out to Salt Lake City today, after the show.
Wait a second. Yeah, you coming back tomorrow?
No, I'll be back. Oh, no, we'll not be back.
What about Friday?
No.
We'll see Bill on Tuesday.
Yes.
That is amazing, though. That's amazing.
So I'm flying out there. So Alex reached out and he said, it was awesome. He said, you've been just as big a part of this as anything. And I made a critical error when his mom called me and said, hey, Alex has been selected as the number one pick in the draft. We'd like you to come to be on stage to get a picture with the whole family and stuff. And I wasn't too cool. I just go, I don't want to be in the way or whatever. Just, I didn't go. And so
Were you at that time?
I was here in Nebraska. And I said, I'm not going to miss this to have a chance to be part of that. So it was very kind of Alex to reach out. And so they play Thursday night. And so,
who they play?
Southern Utah.
Ring of Honor. Yes. They're doing a Ring of Honor, and Alex is the first
ever.
One.
Yeah, wow. First ever in. So he's going in and staying at the same hotel downtown Salt Lake with the team, where the team will be there tonight. So I'll get to stay.
You're gonna be there?
And be there. So I'll be able to hang out with Kyle Whittingham and the team, and Andy Ludwig, and then Alex and his family. They're all at the same hotel also. So I'll get a chance to see him. Then I'll
give him some tips.
Will you send us pictures in the group chat?
There'll be a lot of photos.
Don't overdo it.
I'll be more focused on being in the moment.
Okay.
But it was really cool for Alex to do that.
Don't smile in any of the pictures.
But today at 4 o'clock, which would be 5 o'clock our time, I will be on their radio station there in town. And so I'm going to go
in studio.
I'm going in studio.
Why are you going in studio?
I'm going in studio. I'll tell you why. Okay. Vince Ginta's mom, the big toe of Nebraska recruiting, is the station manager. And so she reached out
is that
to
what
me
you're
and knew I was going to, I'm not sure what I'll have on. But anyway, she goes, hey, you're going to be in town. Would you mind coming on air?
Vince Ginta's mom.
Yeah. So she's the studio manager and their station manager, I mean. So I'm going to meet up with her and be on air with their local, be like their drive time show and
Beautiful.
Be on there with them. And I know a lot
about
of those
Alex.
People and talk about Alex. Yes.
That'd be great.
That is amazing.
We have a lot of Salt Lake listeners that listen to our show. Several.
This show?
Yes. They listen to our show.
Why they listen to
Andy Ludwig listens to our show every morning when he works out, the offensive coordinator.
Good morning, Andy.
Yes.
Hope
I'm sorry if I said
out.
Anything bad.
Yeah.
Hey, that's amazing. I'm not joking. That's super cool. Mm.
So I'm excited.
That
about
is
it.
Super cool. Yeah.
So,
so you'll be on the field.
Should be. Yeah. I don't know how the procedure is, but yeah, we'll see.
We hope to
happens.
See at least a couple pictures and hope it's. That sounds like a fun trip, fun time.
So I'm heading out there.
He won't miss you, obviously. Tomorrow. Yes.
He won't beat the picture from Canada.
No.
There's no way. The nothing will ever beat that.
I don't know if he can beat that ever.
That was art. That's not even a photo. That's art.
It's about once a week in our chat that comes up still.
All of a sudden, it just does randomly show up.
Either Sip was in it or you. Sometimes Sip sends the picture.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
And that photo was taken in Canada. I was in Sprague. I just crossed the border. I just made it in.
It's beautiful. He was holding
the flag.
With the Oilers hat
and my orange shirt.
And the orange shirt, yeah.
And all I could think of is, where did he get that flag? Yeah. Don't tell me.
I don't want to know. No.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, enjoy your trip, Bill. We'll see you. Well, you'll hear the rest of the show.
Wait a second. You're not going to be here for 2 days.
Well, I have to go out there, and I couldn't get back in time on Friday. So I did. So everyone's on record here. I did talk to Jake about doing the show remotely.
You did.
I'm glad to do this show remotely.
He did.
Just go ahead and go.
Yes.
But I said, I'd be glad to do that. And if you want, I would still call in if anybody would have any interest in that.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I understand completely. That's fun. That's amazing.
Look forward to the picture.
Alex Smith.
Yes.
Quite a coup. Quite a recruiting coup. He wasn't highly recruited, Jake.
I know that.
But we really had
Bill's been huge.
Utah, Michigan State, because his uncle was there. Actually, he was at Louisville at the time. Then he went to Michigan State. And then San Diego State. That was it. Because he only threw the ball 4 to 6 times a game. They ran a wing T offense. Wing T offense.
And did they have a big-time running back?
Reggie Bush.
Oh, yeah, that's
Bush. He really helped.
I think he would identify as big really
time. But you saw something.
Yeah, he was incredible.
Alex.
But he would be like, he'd be, 4 for 5 for 240 yards. There'd be guys wide open. Imagine the play action with Reggie Bush in the backfield running wing T football. Guys just wide open whistling down the field. And so Pam and Doug are his parents. He had an incredible career. If you ever get a chance for listeners, if you watch Project 11, it'll change your life. That's when he almost lost his life. And it's an incredible
dunk. Hard to watch.
And he came back and won a playoff game after that. If you see his leg now, it's incredible to see it.
Is it?
With what it looks like. Yeah, it's horrifying.
Is it?
It really is. But he gets around great and everything with it. But like I said, multiple Pro Bowl player, did a great job at, in my opinion, they would have won the Super Bowl with the 49ers. He had the starting job, got injured, and that's when Kaepernick took over.
They lost to the Ravens that year.
All right.
Thank you for the update. And Bill.
Wow.
And,
we'll miss you.
Fun to watch that. Okay. From yesterday, back to practice, post-practice, we have played some audio from Marcus Satterfield and Tony White.
Yeah.
But we've not discussed this at all yet, but that Satterfield made it sound like that Heinrich Harburg will definitely be on the field with Dylan Royola. Quote, a lot. What does that picture look like?
Here's what he said. I didn't know. Now, there's some different schools of thought on Satterfield's comments. They were talking about the running game, and then Heinrich Harburg's name came up as a weapon that could appear on the field at the same time as Royola. And this is what Satterfield said, quote, he can do a bunch of different things for us. Heinrich's going to be out there on the field with Dylan a lot. But I'm like, whoa. Nobody's said that until that moment. He says he's too athletic to be standing on the sideline holding a clipboard. We can be creative and do a bunch of different things. And I looked at Sean. I was like, okay, first of all, why would he say that? Now, Sean, smarter than I am. And I'm kind of a babe in the woods at age 58 still. Sean said, oh, come on. He's just saying that to get UTEP's coaches thinking. It's just another thing that they have to think about. I was like, I don't know. I think they're going to use him a lot. Sean's like, yeah, maybe, but this is, they haven't announced their quarterback, UTEP. So Nebraska's got to prepare for two. This is Nebraska's way of kind of getting back at him.
I don't think so.
You don't? That's what,
I don't know.
Bill's laughing.
A lot of people thought that was.
Yes, man. We're firing one back at you, UTEP. You're not naming your quarterback. Watch this.
Wow. We're going to put Heinrich out there.
Yeah, watch this. Yeah, we're going to.
So you've got, now we've got two. Watch this.
I was surprised that he would talk about it at that length, instead of maybe just saying, you might see Heinrich out there. I don't know. I don't know yet.
The question, what does the picture look like, though?
I don't know.
They'll line him up in the backfield and hand the ball off to him.
Right.
Maybe he'll be a running back.
Well, like at one point, Jamal Banks said, he was at Jamal Banks, the new receiver, was asked about Heinrich, what kind of athlete he is. He goes, I know this, when he's running downhill at people, they don't want to tackle him. And I was like, wait a second, running downhill? What, they got him on the eye back?
Well, they also like that. There's a lot of quarterback runs, the quarterback counters. And
they come downhill?
They're clear downhill runs, not like zone read keeps.
Okay.
So there's a different style of it. So there'll be times, probably, it's just like, it'll almost be like he can play a position, probably. Then also he can go play Wildcat, which means they would split Jalen out. Yeah. And then just to do the direct snap stuff to him to run Wildcat football. So there's different things that you can to be able to do with it. But in the end, Dylan will be the quarterback, in my opinion. But the quarterback plays are going on, he'll be that in that spot. But like I said, it's smart not to use everybody you have on your roster to your highest ability. It's just the hard thing is it's going to be when you're – if it's going to – well, we'll just play him as an inline blocker at tight end. And you're going to do that. Take a lot of time to block. It's really hard. And then also be the backup quarterback, which means I have to be in all the quarterback meetings. I have to know this is really
a lot.
If all of a sudden I have to, I'm back in the game as in running the show at quarterback. There's so many things you have to know to build to operate with it. You know, I believe you'd have to have, you'd have to have two helmets. You know, because
he'll have to have three and maybe four because he has to have two quarterback helmets, one with the technology and then one with backup technology. Mm-hmm. In case the one with one of the technology helmets goes awry, you have to have another one. And then he has one for if he's just a normal, position player. So he's got three helmets. There's another interesting thing that Satterfield said, and this was a bit of a shift, I think, that he said Harburg was like, okay, I'm okay with number two as long as I can get on the field. And here was that. Yeah, yeah.
Quickly from him,
please.
He understood it was a great competition. Very, all those guys respect each other and like each other and compete in the classroom with each other. His whole thing was just, I don't want to stand over there and hold a clipboard. Let me go play. And so we're going to find ways to get him in the game and be creative.
Okay, I'm telling you that they hadn't said it like that explicitly until that moment. We're going to find ways to get Heinrich on the field. Oh, okay. All right.
A couple years ago, Oklahoma had the Belldozer, Blake Bell.
Do you remember that,
quarterback.
Bill?
Yeah.
If he'd come in on goal line or getting first down sneaks, he would run the ball. He could pass it, which is a surprise when he passed it. But
the
he
Belldozer?
Was
a, I believe yes. He's still in the NFL. I think he is played. He? Oh, yeah, he's played the NFL for a long time when he moved to tight end. Quarterback moved to tight end.
But that they got him on the field again to get first downs on fourth and one or in the touchdowns.
I think that's
the goal
what you're
line.
Looking at. I mean, for people that don't know, Heinrich's 6'5". 235, 240. He's one of the best athletes on the team. And I mean one of the top five best athletes on the team.
Georgia Tech, their first touchdown, they brought in a different quarterback. And then they have a running quarterback. They still brought in a different quarterback on the 1 yard line for
a touchdown.
Right?
So
short yardage, goal line, a lot of different things that come up with it. And then also he's a quarterback. So it also little bit different when you go back and you say, okay, they're in Wildcat. It's a true tailback back there. It's like, can he throw it? Yes. High level, probably not. But we have somebody that can throw it well also, and then they can also run those things. So that causes defensive problems.
Sounds pretty good to me.
The big thing we'll try to figure out defensively is like, okay, how do we count him? So if he's in the game with Dylan, it's like, how do we count him? Is he as a tight end? So is it 12 personnel? Is he kind of as a receiver? So it's 11 personnel. So what group do we play to him when he's
interesting.
In?
Interesting.
That's the stuff that would
how
come up in your mind.
Him?
How do you count him is what's going on there.
So UTEP's right now going, how do we count him?
Yeah.
What the hell are we going to do? Those dastardly coaches.
sounds like a script from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
I would have made it with those meddling kids.
We were ready. Then they did this. They threw a wrench into everything. Scooby-Doo. Yeah, wow. Heinrich. Wow. There's got to be some interesting things in this game. We're just watching Dylan will be interesting. That part's interesting. Seeing how they block Westmoreland on the edge will be interesting.
7.5 sacks last year, Maurice Westmoreland.
Yeah, the running back competition is something to watch. So there's plenty of storylines in this game.
There are.
And Colorado plays Thursday night, by the way.
That's tomorrow night.
I'm going to miss that.
Ooh.
We'll give you a report on that one.
So I need some score updates. Be texting me.
Because
so
you
it.
Will be on in a situation.
You'll be
situation.
At the game, at the Utah game.
Yes. So well, I will miss that, which is a downer. That bums me out.
When we come back, it's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.